Thank you, Sitting Lee Chair. And this is just the change in the timetable is just to facilitate the discussion of our items, to move through it more quickly and to leave time for other items that we actually might want to have more substantive discussion on. So originally we were going to address this topic on Thursday morning, but we can make a start today and then we can return to it on Thursday. It is concerning SC1's terms of reference and rules of procedure. As you may recall, if you attended the last few sessions of SC1, Germany has presented throughout the years, starting first with an informal paper, something like 5 years, 6 years ago, and then it became a formal paper over the last few years. And we will actually discuss SC1/2020/2 the last time. We made some changes. Indeed, we made quite a lot of progress at the last session, rules 1 to 28. And the request was for Germany to submit a revised document at this session, as well as those proposed rules to be revisited, which we haven't discussed yet. A revised document has yet to be submitted because since the last session, our colleague, the transport attaché from the German permanent mission here in Geneva, who was responsible for this piece of work and therefore this document, has moved on, has returned to Berlin. And the new transport attaché who will take on the work has yet to arrive. So for this session, this revision one of 2020/2 has not been submitted for that very good reason. Since then though, at the start of this year, at the 85th session of SC1, there was endorsement of, or advice of the ECOSOC endorsement of the ITC terms of reference and rules of procedure, which has been going through this process over the last couple of years. And following that, ITC has actually undertaken an exercise, the ITC Secretariat in particular, to look at the terms of reference, rules of procedure of all of its subsidiary bodies. So SC1 is a subsidiary body of ITC. So as part of that exercise, there was a paper at this year's session of ITC about operationalizing the ITC terms of reference, rules of procedure, and suggestions to achieve the necessary alignments to the ITC terms of reference, rules of procedure by its subsidiary bodies. And that reference is the ECE/Trans/2023/3 document. What the Secretariat has done is to prepare, based on the ITC document, but specific for us, specific for our working party, what has been recommended to us in terms of updating or considering to amend the SC1 terms of reference, rules of procedure. So we have produced a document here, and it is specifically our formal document number 6. So that's SC1/2023/6. What the Secretariat proposes to do to start with for some minutes is to make a start on this document so that we will make the best use of our time, just in case later on in the week we need to have a substantive discussion on other items. We will begin that, but I also want to add, and I will put this document up on the screen for us and we can walk through it together at the same time, but I also want to mention that we must bear in mind that the German proposal should be considered in parallel. However, our colleagues from Germany are not here for that good reason, but we can make a start on this because it does not conflict, as in the German proposal does not cover the ITC suggestions, but rather what should happen the next time, even as we begin discussions on this aspect of ITC, and we must, in any event, at the next session to invite our German colleagues to present again and somehow merge the two documents. So the Secretariat is saying that we can have a discussion on this in the absence of our German colleagues, but this does not replace what they actually will be presenting next time. So after that rather lengthy background of the documents, if we're happy with, I will put up our formal document number 6 and we can make a start. Okay, as everybody can see, this is formal document number 6, found on our website. But let's have a look at it together. And this has been prepared by the Secretariat, and it incorporates the suggestions made by ITC in their document 2023/4/Rev1 to align, you know, respective working party terms of reference rules of procedure with that of the parent bodies, that is ITC. And this document neither supersedes nor incorporates the proposed revisions submitted by Germany. And then we are recommending that this document be considered with Germany's proposed revisions when we discuss this item. Okay. So here, you will see here the revised terms of reference of the Working Party on Road Transport. Secretariat has made comments, suggestions in the square brackets, and in particular here, under the first item where we are right at the start, the terms of reference, our terms of reference, the first paragraph here that has been proposed, there is a suggestion by ITC to contemplate potential changes to align. Is as reflected on the screen here. I'm just going to look at the chair to perhaps provide suggestion to me as to how we might want to go through it. Do we want to read the particular paragraph, or are we happy as we see it on the screen to make comments as it appears?